Because Loch Ness Monster, you cannot describe it.
Yeah. But it's like a little dino.
Loch Ness Monster is a dino. Maybe it's the one that survived. Yeah. He went,
hear me out. Does he have hair?
So the meteor came and he was like deep under the lake.
At the time.
Bathing at the time. Everything was killed. Every dino was killed. And he remained.
Yeah, and now he doesn't want to come out because there is no one like him.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
How are we doing? Today I'm very comfy on the couch.
Yes. That's such a good spot to be. I love this new display.
Yeah, same. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's nice because I have a coffee stain. And that way you guys don't see it.
But you already told them. So.
Yeah. But they can't see it.
Yeah.
They don't know how bad it is.
It's a classic, isn't it?
It is.
It's a classic. It is. Classic move of us.
Classic move of us, yeah.
Someone to spill the coffee. It's just like another day.
Yeah.
In our lives. It comes with pain to drink coffee. I actually went to Lisbon this weekend and I drank so many coffee. I feel so happy. Like I was telling my boyfriend, like, this is life. Yeah. I don't even care where I am in the world. As long as I have like coffee shops to explore, I'm just so
same. Happy. I feel the same. It's like, I don't know. It's just a little motivation to live that day.
It's a little thing.
Yeah,
coffee is life.
I agree.
And today we have, this was a random thought, actually, that this coffee is life.
Yeah.
And we have some other random thoughts today.
Yeah.
So the theme was shower thoughts. And for this, I understand is like thoughts that you come to you when you're doing like the most random things, like showering or when you're trying to sleep. Yeah. These random thoughts come to mind. So those are the ones that we are going to discuss. Do you usually have a lot? Like when you're showering and stuff?
I don't think I do, actually. I'm not a lot. I'm not one to have many, like, thoughts like that.
Yeah.
I know you do. You've brought a few here, I think. I think I think so.
But once we were checking your search bar and you had some random stuff I
did.
There too.
I did, didn't I? What was it?
I don't remember. It was like, just like curiosities that you were searching. Yeah. And that happens to me, not like in shower. When I'm showering, I usually just think about like stuff that I have to do.
Yeah,
and,
same.
Yeah, random things. But sometimes it just comes something to mind, like, I don't know, do cows swim? I don't know, stuff like that.
Do stuff cows just miss each other?
Yeah, exactly. And then I start like thinking about it and I cannot like move on until I search it. Yeah. I don't know why that happens. And coffee, actually, I always wonder like how coffee looks and how chocolate looks, like the plant, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fruits and vegetables that I always wonder.
Yeah, same. And like
how they look.
Yeah, same. And the trees.
Yeah.
Where they are. Yeah, I feel like we're going to look like two really dumb bitches on this episode.
Well, we got to embrace it. One cannot know everything.
Yeah, but yeah.
And they don't teach you in school how do peanuts look when they are in the wild.
Exactly, yeah.
I always wonder, like, how do peanuts look?
Yeah.
And I love peanuts.
I love peanuts too.
So, okay. I'm going to start.
We made lists. We have 30, right?
Yeah.
We have 30 random thoughts that we're going to share with you guys.
Exactly. And some of them, we looked it up because there's a lot of like TikToks, YouTube videos. People, it's a thing. Shower thoughts is a thing. Yeah. So some of them are like classical that we brought here. And some others came out of our own heads. Those will be the best ones.
Sure.
So I have my list of 10, then Sophia has a list of 10, and then we have our producer bring us another 10. So should I start with my list?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this one came out of my head. Why not all bubble gums bubble? This is something that annoys me every day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And once I posted on my story and people were like, bubble gums bubble and gums don't. But there are a lot of bubble gums that are actually like on the package of bubble gum that don't bubble.
Oh my God. No way. So that's like...
I think so.
Fake advertising.
I think so. And even like the ones that are known for bubbling, like the Gorilla.
Uh-huh.
Once like you have it in your mouth, you can bubble like, I don't know.
In the beginning.
5 minutes or like yeah. 2 minutes and then it's over. Yeah. It's like so hard.
I do think that if they're really small, they're not going to bubble.
Yeah.
Like you need to have a good amount of bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Good amount of gum.
To bubble.
To bubble. Yeah. Like that's the first thing. Okay. That's the first thing you should look for in a gum in order for it to bubble.
But you know what? Sometimes when they are small, I'm like, I'm going to put 3.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And then it's going to bubble. And sometimes it doesn't bubble.
Mm.
Because... You it's have gum, but it rips.
It's the consistency as well.
Yeah. Because if it's some too gums, thin, it will pop very quickly.
Yeah. Some gums have the material to bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some gums. Some gums are that bitch and some gums yeah,
some
aren't.
Gums are not. But I do believe that some gums don't want to bubble. You know?
Oh, like that particular one that you put in your mouth. Not like the whole brand, but like that one doesn't want to bubble.
Yeah, maybe.
She's had
maybe
enough.
Maybe she's not, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And I think this thought came to my mind because one day I was doing this photo shoot for the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And there was like this a lot of different things that they had me doing. And one of them was to pop a gum, do a bubble and then pop it. And I was like, okay, easy. And they bring me this entire package of gums.
I didn't want
And to. They were not bubbling. And I felt like I was...
You're like, I promise I can bubble.
I thought I was like broken or something. They were looking at me like always, but they were like, 1, 2, 3, action. And I'm like... no bubble. Or like this size. 1 inch. So embarrassing. And I couldn't. They had to use a frame of me doing like something like this with my tongue, with the gum, because I couldn't bubble.
Mm.
And I think the gums are to fault. I can't believe
for
it's
sure.
me.
No, it's not you. For sure.
But maybe some people have more technique. I don't know. All right. Enough of bubble gums. And if you have a bubble gum company, brand, make them bubble. Please.
Make sure they bubble.
It's the only Make thing sure we ask.
And that the flavor lasts long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one also came from my mind.
Oh my God, you're on a roll.
Do all animals need to sleep? This is my question.
No, I don't think so.
I think I'm going to search because I legit don't know. Because I always wonder, like, flies, mosquitoes, spiders.
Fishes. How do fishes sleep?
I don't know. I had a fish once.
I think fishes sleep while swimming.
Oh!
Wait, maybe not. Maybe not. Sharks? Sharks sleep while they swim? Maybe that's... What about regular fish? Because they're not like laying on the floor sleeping.
That is multitasking.
I've also heard that they can like turn off a lot a part of the
way.
You it's better for you to search.
Do all animals sleep? Have you ever wondered how whales can sleep without drowning or why bats sleep upside down? All animals need sleep, but animal sleep patterns are varied. Okay, so all animals sleep. Okay.
And how do fishes sleep?
All fishes?
Okay, so basically they don't lay around. They just turn off a little bit of their activity.
But they still need to swing or something to keep.
Yeah, I think so.
Swimming?
I think so.
Smart. I was reading here that koala is the animal that sleeps more. Because he sleeps 90% of his life.
90% of his life?
Wait, so if you see a koala awake, that's super rare.
Super rare. That's true. They sleep 22 hours per day, so they are only awake 2 hours. Someone watching this is saying, like, goals. Not me.
My God. No, that's a waste of life. They are very cute. They need to maintain the cuteness.
And then the ones that sleep the least are like dolphins, giraffe, horses, deers, elephants, sheep, goats, cows, and ants.
Giraffes are so cute when they're sleeping because they like tuck like the neck and they become like one thing.
Really?
Yeah. So they lay on the ground.
Oh my God.
Like a horse with the...
Yeah.
And then the neck goes like around.
Oh my, I didn't know.
Yeah, how it's cute. Really cute.
But it must be also rare to see one sleeping.
Yeah.
Next is a very common one. Technically, your first birthday is your second birthday.
Okay. Because your first was when your parents were... Wait,
it's your actual birthday.
Yeah.
But...
No, but I've already realized that when, for example, when you do... I'm going to be 30 next year, but the 30th year is already gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you...
It's gone.
Your turn 30, yeah. If you count like the start of a new year,
I'm already
leaving 31.
Yeah, I'm already leaving my 30th year now.
Yeah.
Even though I'm only 29.
Exactly. Yeah, because we count at the end. So you turn one when you've been 1 year alive. But it makes sense because I know like Korea before had that other system that is like that. And I was always like, I don't understand this system. And then I thought about it for a while and it actually maybe it's more accurate than ours.
Yeah.
But I think they changed it now. Because it must be a little weird to have different ages in different countries. So... It's a good thing. Okay, this one I actually saw on a TikTok before. And it was not even about these shower thoughts, but it was like just people talking about this, that our perception of dinosaurs is wrong.
I know.
It's so shocking.
Yeah.
Because basically, the thing is, if our skeletons look nothing like us, they... obviously have our height and two legs, two arms. But if you were from other species and saw our skeleton, you would imagine us
different than we are. Yeah.
Like maybe a ball for a head. Yeah. And that's it. You wouldn't be able to imagine a nose because there's no bone.
Uh-huh.
It's just cartilage. And I don't know, lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eyebrows. So the thing that they were saying in the podcast is that basically, our perception of dinosaurs must be completely wrong because they could have like a lot of cartilage doing all these different shapes.
Yeah, and hair. Because hair doesn't like... They could have like long hair.
Oh my God.
I saw a meme of a dinosaur with like long hair. It was so cute. Because like hair isn't preserved like in fossils. I don't know how to say it. So yeah, you cannot guarantee that dinosaurs didn't have hair.
And do you think the color they could see it, like in the DNA of the bones, like the fact that we think they were green and brown and stuff? Or do you think they could be pink?
I think so.
I'm going to look it up. Imagine pink dinosaurs with like fluffy edges.
I think dinosaurs are so cute.
They are so cute.
They are.
There are some animals that are from the dinosaur era, right? They are still around. Maybe a cockroach?
The cockroach have been around. And they will be. They will be around once everything is gone.
Well. Is it known that dinosaurs are green? Okay. So they kind of have some information based on the fossil skin and imprints of pigmentation left, so they kind of know that there were some that were greenish, some were more brown, and some can be dark red. I don't think like a super vibrant pink would be
disappointing.
Disappointing, yeah. Okay, we can stick to the hair, maybe.
Yeah, we can stick to the hair. They could be like full of hair.
They could have gone to like salon
dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. T-Rex would have some dreadlocks and be like really.
Yeah, they wouldn't take care of their hair back then, so they would definitely have dreadlocks.
Oh, dreadlocks, but they would look so cool.
Yeah, they would look cool.
And imagine the T-Rex being like the coolest guy.
Yeah.
With like, the tiny arm. Oh my god, T-Rex is coming!
Yo, T!
With a tiny arm.
Fist bump! And he's like...
I'm dying.
I love dinosaurs.
Okay, let's move on.
So cute.
Since we are always blinking, we never saw an entire movie.
That's so
scary. Mind-blowing. You can miss something.
You and also, if you see it twice, will you have seen it all then? Or will you be blinking in the same
spot maybe?
Yeah.
I think there was, I don't remember the movie, but there was this director that used to put like flash images that we could not see.
I saw that.
I don't remember who it was. So let me see if I can find out.
In Momentum, there were flashes like that sometimes.
This is actually called Psychorama. It's called the precon process. It's the act of communicating subliminal information through film by flashing images on the screen so quickly that it's like you cannot perceive them. Okay, so if you're not blinking on those, you might catch some interesting things. Yeah, this made me feel like I need to watch movies
again. Twice. Yeah, same. Mind blowing.
Okay, another one that is connected with eyes, so I'm gonna tell this one right away, is that this one I didn't know. Our immune system doesn't know that we have eyes. So basically, our immune system is like mainly entire body, and then the eyes have their own immune system. So if you have like something in your eyes, that immune system takes care of it. But if our entire immune system learned that we have eyes, it was gonna look at it as like this outside thing, so it would fight our own eyes out, which. It's interesting.
That's very confusing. How do people discover that?
I don't know. Science?
Science is cool, kids.
I don't get that. There's a lot of like intelligence in nature that I don't get. Like, since we are the only intelligent beings in a way, like, conscious, I'm always wondering, how do my body know that I have this cut in my leg? I feel so dumb right now.
Like when it like creates a thing.
Yeah, like, it helps it heal.
Uh-huh.
It's so smart.
It's very smart.
It's very smart.
It's very smart.
But also it doesn't know we have eyes, so it's kind of smart, kind of not.
Like, yeah, true.
Also, the sky is not really blue. It's just like reflection of the water. Because our planet has a lot of water.
Okay. I think I've already learned that before.
Yeah.
But I'm astonished.
Another weird thing is that like, we can only see certain colors, right? So that's the ones that we think exist. But if we had like a different eyes, we might see different colors.
Yeah.
And I also saw on a random thought that we cannot describe color at all. Like, how could you describe pink?
Yeah.
It's something that you cannot describe at all.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
It's very weird.
Colors are weird.
You cannot think of a new color.
Yeah.
It's insane, isn't it? Because, like, I'm sure there is more color than the ones we see.
Yeah. I'm sure there
is. And we can't imagine it because, like,
that's the moment when you realize that we are just so small.
Yeah.
And we can only, like, see what our minds allow us to. Yeah. So if some other aliens came here and they were like, I only see this amount of colors, these dummies. I thought I was so...
Yeah.
My God. Can snails live without shells or with broken shells? Because the other day I stepped on one and I felt so bad. And then I was going to this dance class with my cousin. And she was like, oh my God, no. I think she stepped actually on it. And she was like, oh my God, no, I just killed it.
Yeah, I think they die.
And
it's
I was
their
like,
home.
I don't know if they... It's their they home. They it carry is. The home on the back. I'm gonna search it because we need to know.
I don't think they survive.
They cannot survive.
Yeah.
Okay, with a broken shell. Let me see.
Imagine like gluing it.
Snails can repair small cracks and holes. If the break is serious, then they will struggle to survive.
Oh, the break serious?
Oh my God. I hate this because at night it's so hard to see them.
Yeah.
I really thought they could survive. They could, like, lose that shell and maybe, like, build another one.
Become
an abandoned one that was just laying around from a dead body.
He's, like, tucking himself under the other one.
Yeah. Okay, now we know.
Poor snails.
Have two last ones from my list. A baby could swim inside a blue whale's veins.
What?
A human baby. Like the veins are, a blue whale veins are large enough that a human baby could swim in them.
No way.
That's so scary. For me, like the bottom of the ocean, it's like a whole new world.
It's very scary.
It's very scary. If I saw a blue whale, I would. It's like seeing, how do you call the really big buildings? Skyscraper. It's like the same.
Oh, I think it's even more.
Maybe. Because it moves.
Whale, yeah. And you can see it coming towards you. Yeah, it's very, very overwhelming. Imagine, like, opening its mouth.
Yeah.
It's like... You can live inside the mouth.
True.
It's like a big apartment.
If you're in a boat, I don't even think you could see the mouth. It would just look like... like the entire world around you is like the mouth.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know what happened to me the other day? It's so random, but it's random thoughts. So I was shooting with Elena that helps us with the pictures. And it was a sunny day. And all of a sudden, it was like... Almost like, you know when the lights blink? It's like dark for a second. It was like that, but with the sun. It was like 1 second.
1 second of darkness?
Yeah. Like it went cloudy for 1 second, but there was no clouds in the sky. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And she saw it too, thankfully. Then we were looking around to see if someone saw it and people were acting normal. And I was like, no clouds in the sky. And even if there were, it needed to be like a super, like a micro cloud just to cover the sun in 1 second. And there was this noise, almost like an airplane, but at the same time, we couldn't see the airplane. And even if it was an airplane, it doesn't cover the entire sun. You would see like a shadow or something. It was so weird. I was like, a glitch in the matrix.
For sure. Also been seeing, I think I've already talked about this here, I'm not sure. I've been seeing so many... familiar faces everywhere.
Oh my God, like almost like clones, like you see like the same
like
people
NPCs.
Over and over.
I've been seeing like everywhere. Almost every day I see a familiar face.
That's so scary.
It's very scary, isn't it?
It's very, very scary. It's
like, I know that person from somewhere. Saturday I went to the shop, to the mall. I saw a lady. I know her. I've seen her before. I don't know where from. Yesterday, I was also like walking around and I saw a guy. I've seen him before. It's so weird. Today, I don't think I had that yet.
Yeah.
The day is still going. But yeah, I've been having like...
Maybe we are in a simulation. Because this has been a little weird lately.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember we were always, because we are always outside shooting, so we see a lot of people every day, a lot of things. And I remember when all our pictures, like, mostly every day, another, like, friend of ours that was helping us with the pictures that noticed, he was the one to notice, that we have almost the same van.
Yeah.
In the back of our pictures. Like, it started happening a lot, and we were like, okay, maybe it's like this van that brings like food to restaurants and stuff, so it's everywhere, but at the same time it's a little coincidence.
It is.
It's always the same logo ruining our picture. Yeah.
Is it the CEL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they are very common. But the thing is, if you're living a normal life, you wouldn't notice that it's always there. Okay, last one. If you never ate grass, how do you know how it tastes? Do you know how it tastes?
Because sometimes I say like, isn't it?
Yeah, tastes like grass.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's from the smell that you think of how it tastes.
It's weird. I know I don't like some vegetables and some stuff, and I know some of that stuff I never try. It's just, I know I don't like it. It's a little weird. But yeah, grass, I don't think people usually try it, but all of us know if you drink something, it's like, it's true.
Tastes like grass. Yeah, that's true.
Well, thankfully, we didn't have to try it.
Hopefully, we never will. Okay, so it's time for my shower thoughts.
So curious.
If poison expires, is it more dangerous or less dangerous?
I don't want to find out. But yeah, you know what? That reminds me of like nuclear weapons, because there are some nuclear weapons now that are expired. And from what I heard, my dad told me that it's a lot of effort to dismantle them. It's really, really hard and very dangerous, because if something goes wrong, it's a nuclear weapon.
It's bye-bye.
And people say that all this thing to start a war now is because there's these bombs that are expired and they need to go somewhere. So some people believe, like a conspiracy, that all this tension now is to start a war for them to just use them. But I wonder how it is with poison, but I think it must be similar. It starts being expired, so it can do big damage. So if you don't use it, you can even create something more dangerous that you have. It can blow up on you in a way.
Yeah.
To have all that stocked up, expired bombs. And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I know like random drugs that you take, like paracetamol and stuff like that. I know it just doesn't work. I think so.
It loses strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe it can give you weird, I don't know, stomach pain or something.
Yeah.
Is it expired?
Probably.
Might not just test it.
Okay. Random thought number two. I think this is a very common one. In order to fall asleep, we need to pretend to be asleep.
I know.
And
hate
it's so fucking weird, isn't it?
I have that thought all
the
time.
If you think about it, we're like little humans in our little rooms, in our little bed, with our eyes closed, with everything in the dark, just trying to fall asleep.
It's so stupid.
Imagine, like, if aliens don't sleep. Imagine if, like, they're just like, every day they go to their room and it's all black and they close their eyes and they stay like that for 8 hours.
Yeah, it's so crazy. That's why I always feel better when I'm like watching a movie and I fall asleep.
Naturally, like, yeah.
Yeah, because that's how I think it should be, but it's very rare on an everyday basis. People just pretend.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
It's very weird.
But you know what? My dog does the same. And then I thought, okay, we're not the only ones. Because my dog literally starts snoring before he's asleep. Which is like next level. Yeah.
Imagine if
he has the eyes open. He just lays down like this. And then he starts. With eyes open. And only after, I don't know, 2 minutes or something, or five, he closes the eyes. And then he actually, and sometimes he stops snoring because he wasn't made up snore. Yeah. It's just stupid. But he does it, so maybe. Well, it's an animal thing. Yeah, maybe it works.
Maybe we should all apply that.
Snoring.
Little snore.
That would be crazy. Really scary.
Okay.
Oh my god. Snoring so bad. I hope I never had that problem because
same. I would be embarrassed.
I cannot sleep at all.
I would be very embarrassed. Why is something sent by a car called a shipment, but something sent by a ship called a cargo?
How it is in Portugal? Are we smarter? Let me think.
I don't know. How is it in
Portugal? I think in Portugal is almost similar to a cargo, which is carga for everything, right? Cargo. If it's on a ship. And yeah. Yeah, I think it's the same.
I think we usually say mercadoria. No?
Maybe.
Yeah. But in English is stupid.
In English is stupid. We are smart.
Oh my god, I have to tell you. So when I was on this Ibiza trip, the girls were like saying how they like how they find different accents like attractive.
Okay.
The girls from the team. And they were like, oh my god, like Italian is so sexy. Like I love to hear an Italian man talk. But for me, if you have like an UK accent, like you have me. And they were like, Yeah, I agree. It's just like, but the worst accent. The worst language is Portuguese. And I was like,
what?
I'm literally here. And she was like, excuse me, but it really sounds like Russian. It's so bad. It's really aggressive. And I was like, oh my god, I feel so bad because I was the only Portuguese there.
And they like, knew you were Portuguese?
Yeah. They were like, yeah. And some girls were like, oh my god, poor Sofia. And the girl was like, it's just like Spanish, but way worse because it's like you're always mad and you're like with the R's and everything. And I'm like, okay. Mm. And then later that night, I was on the phone talking in Portuguese and I was like self-conscious, like, And then Amy was like, yeah, you do sound like you're speaking in Russian, especially like when we were talking like to each other with the voice notes. Sometimes I put like, I put it on because I know she doesn't understand.
Yeah.
And yeah, she just laughs and she's like, it's like you're speaking in Russian. And I'm like, okay.
I agree that it's similar to Russian, not at all in like actual things. It's not similar. But if you're listening to, sometimes if I'm listening Russian on the TV for a split second, I think, are they Portuguese? And then I listen and it's not because it's a very close, like more, how do you say, like deep voice. That we do. I feel like my voice is deeper talking in Portuguese than in English. Because we talk a little bit like this and Russians do too. It's not like as loud and bubbly as Spanish.
Yeah.
But I prefer, I like it. I don't care. I like Russian too. I think it's so cool. I love to have a Russian accent.
I would love to know a Russian.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's
badass language. Yeah.
I don't care. I just did a Russian accent.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Okay. This is a weird one. And it's like, and I've thought about it, this one so many times. We pass the anniversary of our death every year without realizing.
Oh, like the date, the actual date.
Yeah.
Well,
could be today.
It could be today.
Well, so weird, isn't it?
It is. There's only a few days to the year, so we're always gonna. But it's the thing that I think sometimes is that dates are, we constructed that.
Sure. Yeah.
So, what are birthdays at all? You know,
yeah, mm-hmm.
An age and everything. We just decided.
Yeah,
to
we decided to create it.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. During a nightmare, our own brains are creating a scary story and getting scared by it.
Yeah, we are psychopaths.
Very dumb. It's like
we are
literally creating a scenario and like being terrified.
That's why I feel like dreams are so creative. I wish I did. Dream journal, because I think dreams are so creative. You can be a director of a horror movie, because if it's good enough to scare you.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It is. Yeah. It is different when you're there. Maybe if you were seeing it as a third party, it wouldn't be so scary.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, but it's very immersive. It's like VR experience.
Yeah, it is like VR. That's why it's so scary.
And I would love to see it on a screen because I think a lot of things must be weird. And maybe we dream of people without like fingers.
Yeah, I've also heard that you will never see your own hands in a dream.
Yeah. But that's what I told you the other day. Sometimes I don't know if it's me.
Yeah.
Because you never see your like...
self.
But on an everyday basis, you never see yourself either, right? Only in the mirror. And I don't think I ever saw myself in the mirror in a dream. I don't know. I just feel like it's not me in some of the dreams. Dreams are weird to me.
Dreams are very weird, yeah.
Dreams are very weird. Because sometimes, one thing that I think is so weird that I cannot wrap my head around, even if people explain to me, is the deja vu thing.
Mm-hmm.
I already know that it's like you have a part of your brain that puts everything in their place in order, like what I was explained as is like little draws of, or I don't know.
Like compartments, like
categories? Yeah, like files maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like files, and you have this was on this year, this was whatever. And the things on the future are on the files of the future. And what I got explained that is when you have a deja vu is like your brain does this little bug thing where a little file from the future goes into the past compartment. So that's why you feel like you already been there.
Okay.
But it's weird to me. I don't really... It feels like it's something else. I don't know. Because sometimes it really feels like I dreamt before about like that.
To me, it feels like I've lived it.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
It happened to me in Italy. There was a part there, a really big deja vu that I had. And I felt like I already was dreaming about that exact space and time. It's weird. But maybe it is because even... the other random thought about like time and dates and stuff that we were talking. Some people say that time is just another dimension, like we have X, Y, and Z in terms of measurements, and time is just another one. So maybe we have little flashes here and there of other.
Yeah, it's not like a straight line.
Not like a straight line, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Okay. This is a fun one. So, the aim of golf is to play the least amount of golf.
That's so true. That's so true.
Because you want to, like, put the ball in the hole.
first try.
Yeah.
There are some sports like that. Like a pool.
Pool.
You want to do, like, the least amount of movements.
Yeah.
Sports are weird.
Sports are weird.
Who invented sports? You know, like, someone was bored and said, like, what if I put this ball on a hole? Hear me out. And then
they just came up with their own rules. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there we can golf. I played golf for the first time this year in Morocco. Never played before. It was mini golf, actually.
Yeah, I've played mini golf. I think it's really hard.
It is. I was like, first, there was like these different lanes with different like weird pads for the ball to go. And the first ones, I felt like the dumbest human on earth. I was like, my hands were all crooked. And then like after the sixth, maybe I started to get like the hand of it. And then at the end, there was like this really weird thing that I was the only one completing it. But I thought it was just like beginner's luck. It was one of those that go up, you know, with a little climb thing. It's freaking
hard. Did you
have
one like with the windmills as well?
No. So the ball goes like a hamster?
No. The windmill is there and you have to wait like, and it has like little spaces in between and you have to like hit it in the
middle.
That's
so cool.
Yeah. No. It was like that mini golf in Foch.
Yeah, I've never been to.
I would say we could go, but it's really boring. I didn't like it.
I was bored in Morocco. Nothing to do. Just the sun and it was a cloudy day. So, well.
Maybe I would find it funnier now. I don't know. Okay. The purpose of a lock is to turn a door into a wall.
I don't think I understand that one. I think that's not the purpose of the locker.
Yes, it is, because you cannot open the door anymore, so it becomes a wall.
It just becomes a door that is locked.
No,
Hear me out.
You cannot open it, so it's a door.
So you put a lock in, like, where is the door?
I don't see it anymore.
I'm I really don't understand this one. But yeah, if it works.
Yeah. I think I understand. Okay, next. This is one of my favorites. So, crabs. You know crabs?
Crabs. You know crabs?
They probably think that fish can fly.
Because they see them jump. No?
No, because they're like in the bottom of the ocean in the sand and the fishes are like swimming.
But crabs go up to the sand.
But they go like through the sand.
Yeah, but then they come outside, they see the sky and there's no fish around.
Iris. It'd be very difficult.
I thought you meant when, because they are in the sand and they see the fish. Some of fishes do this. That's what I thought you were meaning. But
no, like, that's no. not. But maybe some crabs never go to the beach. Maybe they live under the sea forever. And always.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
It's Sebastian.
Okay. Haha, this is one I've already thought about many times. The reason why there are so many mythological creatures, stories, like Loch Ness Monster and stuff like mm-hmm. that. It's probably because there were no glasses back then.
Oh, so people were just blind.
People were just blind, seeing like shadows of things. And they were like, a creature.
So what is the they saw in the lake, you think? Maybe crocodile?
A little whale?
But I always wonder about the mythological things too, because it's very weird to me that it was before all types of traveling, before discoveries. And they all kind of made the same mythological creatures. Like if you go and see like the Japanese old drawings or here in Europe our drawings, a lot of people thought of witches and vampires, ghosts. Like the ghost thing is so weird to me. Like how did everyone thought about ghosts and demons? It's very weird. And like in Japan, because I was there in an exhibition of like old paintings, and there were a lot of like ghosts, witches, and demons, and they are like Buddhist there. So, because here is like, okay, so we have God, we have the devil, but you know, mm-hmm. How everyone had like the same trip. They did these mushrooms and all got the same exact trip.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. And like dragons. Yeah. Who thought of dragons? It's very specific. It's not like, because Loch Ness Monster, you cannot describe it.
Yeah.
But
it's like a little dino.
Loch Ness Monster is a dino. Maybe it's the one that survived. You went,
Hear me out.
Does he have hair? So the meteor came and he was like deep under the lake.
At just the time.
Bathing at the yeah. time. Everything was killed. Every dino was killed. And he remained.
Yeah. And now he doesn't want to come out because there is no one like him.
Yeah. Oh my God. All my friends are dead.
All my friends are dead. All my friends are dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor Loch Ness Monster. Now I feel sad.
Same. But yeah, dragons is... Yeah, dragons, where do they come from?
It's so detailed. They mm-hmm. are very like... We know more about dragons than...
True.
Whales.
True. That's true. Okay, this is the last one. Blind people are the only people that date solely based on personality.
Good for them, as they should, mm-hmm. as we all should.
Mm-hmm.
Looks ruin like everything. No,
yeah, they have no, how do you say it? Like, no other criteria judging, like, altering their judgment. Yeah.
Well, they can feel if the person is, like, tall, short,
yeah,
so that might come and they, as and a judgment
they
too.
Also, they may like their voice or not.
Yeah, you can feel if they have like a big nose, which you might not like.
Yeah,
or no teeth, like some stuff you can feel.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if they have no teeth, they're not gonna like.
On the first day, they're like, let me check you out. Okay, no. Like, bye.
Okay.
But it's so, like Love is Blind.
Yeah, it's like Love is Blind, definitely. And sometimes they see each other and it's like... Bleh.
And that's when it goes wrong. So it just proves that it's better to not see.
Yeah.
Because everything was good before.
True.
I can see I'm blind.
Plan. Okay, we're done with mine. And now we have the ones that our producer brought to us.
These are just... Some of these look like... how do you say... uma piada. I'm going to read to you. Humans have a nervous system, but doesn't have a calm system. That means being nervous is our natural state.
Oh my God, that's so true. That's really true.
Maybe that's why we always feel anxious all the time. Simba singing, I just can't wait to be king, is him wishing his dad was dead.
He manifested it.
Oh my god. This is so true. Poor thing.
Yeah. It was really sad. We have such sad movies for kids.
Wait, we're a little sad. Lion King is so sad.
And Bambi.
Okay, this one, I always wonder. Thank God that it's here. There are probably insects born inside buildings, like skyscrapers, and live their entire lives having never gone outside.
Who?
I always wonder about this because...
Wait, who?
Insects.
Oh, insects.
Or like mosquitoes.
Born in an inside building and they never go outside.
Or maybe they fly in. So you're opening the door, they fly in, and they just go up and up and up, and now they are in the fourth floor.
And they can't leave.
And they will never understand that they need to go down to exit.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
On a plane.
The other day there was a fly in my plane, and I was like, I wonder if this fly knows that she's going to Spain. She was
never coming back.
From Portugal to Spain. She's like, gonna be like,
all the family's gone.
What the fuck is this? It's like 30 degrees.
Hola.
Hola.
From Hola. Imagine. Yeah, they must be scary. Like today I was having breakfast in Lisbon in like just a bakery. And there was a top floor. And there was a pigeon there.
Poor pigeon. I love pigeons.
Does she know how to get out? But actually she did.
Good for her.
Because the guy that worked there went there and said, like, what are you doing here? And she just went straight down the stairs. So maybe she's like a regular.
She just lost again. Maybe she's always
Oops, Lola. Got me again. He's Dory of pigeons.
Cute.
Things are never on fire. Fire is on thing.
True. That's so true.
If all mammals are related, that means that at some point you shared an ancestor with a cow in your burger?
I'm good.
What? If Pokemon existed in real life, we'd be seeing way more dead Pokemon than with life.
And then with life? Why? With like? Then we would like?
Last one. We yawn constantly before going to bed, but never yawn when trying to sleep. Because we're just pretending to sleep back.
That's true.
I think yawn is not related to sleep. I think yawn is more like when you're tired. It's like something to relax your body. I don't know. Yeah. Because that's something that one thought that I don't understand. How do we copy each other's yawn?
Yeah, that's so true.
It's like a viral thing. Yawning is viral.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
It's very weird, isn't it?
It is. Okay, enough for the random thoughts. We have a lot to think about today. And if you guys like this type of things, please let us know your weird thoughts in the comments, shower thoughts, whatever. And now it's in game time.
Game time. Okay, so related to this random thoughts episode, we brought some random facts.
It's like two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie, but with facts. We're going to read like three at a time and we have to detect the fake one, basically. Okay. A cloud weighs around 1 million tons.
What? What? No way.
The average person spends at least 1 year of their life in the bathroom.
Okay, I can believe that.
Mm. Giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people.
Oh, yeah, probably, because it goes for the tallest things. I think the light must be the first one.
Yeah, the cloud, I agree.
Because it was that heavy. If we go through the plane, cloud with the plane. Yeah.
No, this is fake.
No?
It's not?
The bathroom is fake? Wait, but then how much? It's more time that we spent? More? Probably more. You just Let's made Google it up.
It. Should we Google it?
Yeah. Because I think it must be more than one day. Our average life. Like every day we spend.
How much time does. How much time?
Some people spend an hour per day in the bathroom. Okay.
Annually, 182 hours in the bathroom.
Wow. That's like a week.
Okay, so we're not on a good start here. But let's see the next one.
I thought we were smart.
Identical twins don't have the same fingerprints.
That's true. Yeah, they don't.
Earth's rotation is changing speed. It's actually slower.
What?
Earth's rotation is changing speed. It's actually slower.
It might be true.
Okay, last one. An A4 notebook with 100 pages has 100,000 horizontal lines. This is very specific. I don't know. So, the first one is...
Wait, what's the first one?
Identical twins don't have the same fingerprints. That's true.
I think so, yeah.
Earth's rotation is changing speed. It's actually slower. And then we have the notebook one. I don't think he would have made up the notebook one. Because, like, why would he?
So it's but like, it might be a slight... It might be, like, the number that is wrong. It must be, like, a true fact that he just changed the number.
Sure.
I don't think that the earth changes like the speed, but at the same time, I remember something about like maybe one day our day will have a little more time in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I remember seeing that as well.
Are we being stupid?
Are we dumb?
Are we dumb? Wait. Okay, maybe I'm gonna say the notebook. I don't know. I feel so stupid in this episode.
Okay, let's go for the notebook.
Yeah!
Oh my god. Iris.
Thank god. We are so smart.
So Earth's rotation is changing speed. It's actually slower.
See?
Okay, next one. Your brain is constantly eating itself.
My brain? It seems like it, to be honest, on this episode, you burned out a lot of calories.
Your brain is constantly eating itself.
To get nutrients, maybe? I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, next one. A bathroom mirror shows you a perfectly reflection of yourself.
What? No. Mm-mm. A bathroom mirror. Why a bathroom? All mirrors are the same.
The largest piece of fossilized dinosaur poo discovered is over 30 centimeters long and over 2 liters in volume.
Poo is organic. There is no fossil of poo, is it?
Oh my god, Iris, I don't know.
I think the made up is the poop. But I don't know. Maybe poop? Our brains don't eat themselves.
Your brain is constantly eating us itself. True.
But true. Then,
if we are accepting this is true.
I don't
if
know.
If it's the poo one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're also accepting that a bathroom mirror shows you a perfectly reflection of yourself.
Oh, no. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Okay, let's go for the two is a lie.
True?
Yeah!
We are nailing this. It's a nail. This is new. It's the nail clap.
It's the nail clap. Wow, they found poo? How can they find poo?
Maybe the poo is like inside a very hard material that kept it.
Could be. Next.
So we might know the color of the poop dinosaur. Maybe that is pink. That would be cute.
Yeah, maybe. Let's not expect it though.
With glitter.
Okay, next one. Animals can experience time differently from humans, for sure.
Yeah.
Water might not be wet. Water might not. It can be iced. It can be iced.
True. Vapor. Water.
Vapor.
What is water?
The sun has a temperature of approximately 1,000 degrees Celsius.
Oh, it must be. That's a lie. 100 degrees Celsius.
1,000.
1,000.
And I don't think it's that much.
It's just fire. Isn't there like a max temperature to fire? Science? I think it's the last one that is a lie.
I think it's a lie as well. Last one is a lie.
Yeah!
5,000? It's more!
Well, we got it right.
Oh my god. Oh my god, 5,000 degrees Celsius. A little bit hot in it. Okay, next. A chicken once slept for 18 months without a head. I believe it. She saw it.
True.
All the world's bacteria stacked on top of each other would stretch for 10 billion light years. This is very hard for my brain to comprehend. I don't know what a light...
Because we cannot even see bacteria. How... okay.
It's a light.
No, it must be true.
Okay. Next, last one. Wearing a tie can increase blood flow to the brain. Increase?
Is it the lie or is the last one? I'm
wearing
confused.
Wearing a tie can increase blood flow to the brain. So if your neck is a little bit tight.
Maybe it just applies some pressure points. That might be good. But yeah, I'm indecisive if it's the last one of the tie that is a lie or is the second one with the wrong number like it did before.
Yeah, I think the chicken one is real.
Yeah, it can be also 18 days and not 18 months.
Or 18 weeks.
18 weeks.
But this is so specific. All the world's bacteria stacked on top of each other was stretched for 10 billion light years. So specific.
Yeah, maybe that's a lie. Should we go for that one? Or are you saying that it's so specific?
It's so specific that it's true.
How can you stack bacteria on top of each other
if
it doesn't have no size?
What's one light year and then you put 10 billion light years? I don't understand. My brain can't understand where 10 billion light years are.
But it's a lot of bacteria that we have on Earth.
But we do have a lot of bacteria.
We do have a lot of bacteria.
Wearing a tie can increase blood flow to the brain.
Ah. I would say either that one is a lie.
Or the chicken.
Or the chicken because of the number.
Okay, let's go for the chicken. I don't think she lives that long.
Chicken is a lie.
Oh, fuck.
Bacteria. It's a tie. It's always the last one. It was...
Okay, this is the last one. The sun makes a sound, but we can't hear it. Yeah, that's true.
It's explosions.
Our solar system has a ceiling.
What?
What does that mean? Mount Everest isn't the tallest mountain on Earth.
We got no ceiling. How can we have a ceiling?
Our solar system has a ceiling. Maybe that's like a slang, a scientific slang for like
this edge board.
Or like a little...
Or a thing.
Yeah, orbital.
Yeah, science thing. Mm-hmm. There's no ceiling. Yeah, the ceiling is the lie.
Yeah, the ceiling is a lie. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But our solar system has a wall. What does that mean?
It has like, probably it's like a bubble. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this episode was very humbling.
Very humbling. Don't judge us. We are just two girls trying to...
Understand things.
Yeah.
Like, if you judge other people for their levels of intelligence, that's very bad of you.
And this is not even intelligence, knowledge. One cannot know it all.
Yeah, true. There's stuff we know that you don't know.
And you need to question everything.
Question everything.
Hope you guys like it. Let us know your shower thoughts. And there's no pink ball time because...
Tomorrow we're going to have a new guest. A fresh
That's
one.
It.
So yeah.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thank you for watching. We love you. Bye.